beautiful.
He was just walking around the garage. I'm like, hey, nigga, I feel you.
See, that's the problem.
He didn't have to tell me. So I could just have like, I said, shy little boy. Like, hey, dog, I'm so high.
How were you smoking it? Were you smoking it through a bong or through?
No, no, no. I just took two puffs, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, just normal wrapped up. I know he would also wrap it up. Yeah. He probably hates bongs.
Yeah, yeah. Penduk, I got a confession to make, man.
Confess.
Ghost lady.
You've got a confession.
Where's Java when you need him? Yeah? What's the confession, fam?
Take a guess. What do you think it is? Take a guess.
Obviously, you're not coming out. I don't know, man.
Yeah, ghost lady, take a guess.
I don't know.
Ah, come on. You know MacGyver way better than me. You should at least know his dark places.
You lied.
You can't say you.
Huh?
You lied.
Oh, I want to realize every day, this guy.
Ah, you clearly know him better.
No, come on. You know his scandals. You know Mac.
I think I'm starting to like weed, man. It's not that bad.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. But I've been trying to tell you, and I'm a great example of how weed is just not that. It's not a drug.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
And how it's not fucked up. Like weed doesn't fuck you up. You fucked up things because of weed. Weed is beautiful.
Because I was smoking with Tabo from Black Motion last night. And great. I just had the right amount where I didn't get paranoid.
That's what I
always... I was going to ask you, what were your reasons for not smoking first? You said
paranoid. Just be paranoid. Yeah, yeah.
Then what did I say? I was like, a lot of people make the mistake of smoking for the first time and smoke too much.
Yes.
I did that.
Mm.
Hey, I was at Matabo's house. Remember Matabo?
Mm-hmm.
Who used to be part of your ladies in the trial runs of the podcast?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Smoked way too much.
Yeah.
Laughed my ass off.
Dude.
I ended up, the evening ended with me going to bed, like asking, am I going crazy? Am I losing my mind? Am I going nuts? Yeah, it's weed.
Oh, bro, it was beautiful. It was so amazing because, like...
that's weed, bro.
I'm always thinking, like, so my mind is always, like, thinking of ideas. So I'm always got, like, ideas and thinking of shit. But when I was high, like, I was relaxed, dog. No anxiety. Was enjoying the moment, enjoying the food.
That's weed. Ooh!
You know
weed
what I mean?
Food is fuck weed.
Bro.
Two things. Did you have sex?
No, I didn't.
Okay, you're going to have it next time.
I'll tell you why I didn't
Two
have
things
sex.
That are amazing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Weed, when you eat food, good food,
yeah,
on weed and sex,
because
your body's so relaxed, you feel things everywhere. Like, hey, weed sex, dog.
Yeah, I'm missing out.
You're missing out.
So, the reason why I didn't have sex because my woman wanted to pick a fight last night, so she was shitting on me. So, I'm there looking at her, I'm high as fuck, and she's like, and I'm thinking other things. In the end, I was just like, yeah, you're right, baby. And that was it.
And that's why, yeah.
And normally I'd be like, no, fuck you, man. No.
Yeah. Or if you're drunk on alcohol, you'd be like, oh, yeah, new, new, I know. But weed is something else.
Yeah,
it's
man,
calming.
Like,
it's calming.
I'm like, baby, actually, you're right. I apologize.
She was so shocked.
You're like, you got nothing to say.
Did she know you were high?
Eh? No, she didn't know. She didn't know I was high.
Because that's another thing about being high. You get paranoid that everybody can see you're high.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, no one can. You just chilled.
Oh, but what was weird, because we went out for dinner with the family. When I got into the restaurant, I could see everyone looking at me. Like, I could feel it.
Yeah, you think everybody thinks you're high and they're looking at you, judging you.
Yeah, and laughing at me and whatever. I'm like, oh, this is weird.
That happened to me when Moonchild came.
Yeah.
And because we smoked weed during that episode.
Yes,
but we started with her and then shot a regular episode afterwards. I was high throughout the whole thing. I thought everybody was judging me. I was like... I remember very well, you know? And I literally thought, fuck, everyone was looking at me like... You go there, she like. Man, was like, fuck?
Oh, I remember you asked me after the interview, like, was that cool?
Yeah, I was like, was it okay, bro?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, dog.
You were like, yeah, that's everyone. Like, yeah, I was like, I was like, oh, I was high as fuck. I was like, I was high. Yeah, that weed. She had some potent weed.
Yeah.
Crazy weed. But I that's
heard,
the weed.
I heard Shoma Josie got high on the Lazy podcast.
You didn't see?
No, I didn't.
I only saw snippets though, but she was super high.
Wow, what's that me?
Not worse than
you. That's another level.
Yeah. That one.
Is that
That less. What weed is he?
Hey, man, I don't know, man.
That's the one that North weed, eh?
Yeah.
That's some crazy.
I weed. Know, it fucked me up, dog.
You were fucked. You
bro,
were,
I think after the interview, I went into my car, Tato and Neo were there, and I passed out for like 5 hours or something.
Thank goodness. Yeah. So you left the place 5 hours later?
Yeah. And nobody came to check on me, nothing.
He didn't?
No.
He got the content. No, you got the content.
You got
it was your interview.
Yeah.
He knew that he's far.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You know what happened to Shoma Josie?
Yeah.
During that show, she was asked, I think, a question about her. She's got a new children's book.
Oh, dope.
So when she was, the way she was so high, I think she started talking about, I think, the cover of the book and how cute it was or some, the nose. I think there's a character there. And that's how it was just like, whoa. Even she tweeted after, she's like, never again will I touch, you know.
And the weirdest thing is while my son was talking, because I never hear him, like when on a normal day, like he's, for me, when he talks, he's talking gibberish. So I never pay attention.
Wait, how old is your son,
how
man?
How old is
he's
he?
He's 6.
How is he talking gibberish at 6?
No, like
I have conversation with my daughter. She's 4.
No, but he's a kid, man. He's talking things that don't make sense.
At 6?
No, man.
Why?
Hey.
Bro,
hey.
I have conversations with my daughter. Like, we speak. Like,
no, we speak. It makes sense. But I'm saying most of the time, I'm not interested. Like, he's just talking kid stuff.
Have you watched Jeffrey Dahmer?
No.
Watch how the parents relate to their kid. It's like he's not there. Like, is that what you're saying? It's like he's not there.
No,
he
man.
He says he's not heard.
No, yeah. Man.
Please listen to your son.
Yeah.
I do, but I'm saying when I was high, I could get him. Like, I understood what he was thinking and what he was saying.
So, how did it go then?
Like, he was, we're in the car, we're playing some music.
And you were driving while high.
No, my woman was driving. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, this guy is trying to catch me out.
That was fast of you. My woman was driving. Okay, and then what is he saying?
So now he's like rapping to the song.
Oh, he raps.
That's the thing. I never picked it up because like, if that would happen and I wasn't high, I'd be like, oh, that's Ziggy, he's being annoying.
Yeah.
Like, hey, keep quiet, man, you're making noise type of vibe.
Oh, snap.
But I heard him and I could hear his flow. He didn't have words, but I'm like, oh, I like that flow, bro. Those bars,
there was no words.
He was like, na-na-na-na-na-na, in my head, that's what it sounded like.
So you couldn't do Ziggy when you were high. Makes sense. Ziggy Marley.
Let me just say, I experienced him differently. Yeah.
Now, weed is not bad, bro, at all. Like, at all. We must invite this ladies to do a podcast called Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, Podcast.
It's about weed and the business of weed and everything weed. I think we should chill with them one day. You'll realize she's actually my supplier, the lady Mo from Podcast. Like, weed is good, especially if you smoke good weed.
Yeah.
Good. Mm. You see, like, Tabo Smoke. Yeah. Probably smokes good weed. He's rich, he's young, he's black. Good weed.
Yeah.
Not fucked up weed. Don't smoke shit weed. Good weed.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, boy.
And he got so high, bro. Normally, because when they smoke weed, I'm just drinking. So I never get to, like, see if they're high or not. But last night, because I was high, so I'm like, yeah, no, I get you, dog.
Yeah, now weed is good, bro. Weed is beautiful.
He was just walking around the garage. I'm like, hey, nigga, I feel you.
See, that's the problem.
He didn't have to tell me. So I could just say, I'm like, I'm shy, little boy. Like, hey, dog, I'm so high.
How are you smoking it? Were you smoking it through a bong or through?
No. I just took 2 puffs, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, just normal wrapped up. I know he would also wrap it up.
Yeah.
He probably hates bongs.
Yeah.
Drop that shit of yours.
I went there. I went to his house in my scooter. So I'm like, boy, let me take you in a ride. Because he's always fascinated that I have a scooter.
Oh, yeah, you do have
a Hey, man, he didn't want shit, man. He's like, I'm too high for this, man. I'm going to go crazy if I get in the scooter.
Yeah. That's why, like, when you're high, I only like when I'm going to be home.
Mm.
Or when I'm going to, like, walk around and stuff, you know? Mm. And I can deal with people much better when I'm high. Whoa, you must try smoking weed when you're high. And you deal much better with people.
Nah.
Like, hey, make gender, hey, pictures. You'll do much better with it. Oh. It's so nice.
I can only imagine.
You just smile like, yeah, cool. Yeah.
I can only imagine when you're making music, because you can hear everything. You can hear all the sounds.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, but I get too carried away. That's the problem.
Mm.
I get way too carried away. Then I play, I'm like, this shit is trash. Mm. You know what I mean? But music, to experience it. When you're high, you feel things.
Yeah,
you can even feel, like, if you're unhealthy, you can feel parts of your body that you didn't feel before. You're like, something's not right here. Mm. You feel.
Mm.
You're like, can't. For real, you feel things when you're high, bro. Like, you really, because you're that relaxed.
Oh, and then you know what I also thought?
That relaxed.
I'm like, dude, if I ever do a podcast high, I would fucking cry. From tears, because he's so funny, and I think, you know.
No, you could. Also, it depends. There's different, like, there's sativa, and then there's, what's the other one? Indica. Mm. Indica is the one that you just melt into the couch and feel chilled, and then sativa is more of you can, you know, like, I heard Thabo Mbeki smokes weed.
For real?
Right? Yeah, so he probably did sativa, where you can still function a lot and be energetic and alert, but still common properties. You're very relaxed.
Yeah,
it's weed. It's relaxing. And
have you DJed while high?
No,
I think that would be nice.
No, I don't drive. I don't DJ while high. I don't work while high, so I can't do the show high. I don't want to try it also, because once you do it once, you're like, oh, I can do this shit every day. Ah, it's a lifestyle now. Then you're smoking weed every
show,
hour of the show, of the day, and right. So I'd rather be sober for certain things, like proper, because also it slows you down. The part of the relaxing thing is being slowed down.
Yeah.
So it slows you down also. You know what I mean? You won't be like, yeah, bro.
I did a poll with our chillers after the Eugene Koza interview. So I'm like, after today's episode, who wants to try ayahuasca? 67% said yes, 33% said no.
Let's have a competition, and then ayahuasca, you, me, Kiko and ayahuasca, people can't see you.
Oh, okay.
And then with ayahuasca, it was like 10 people or something.
How would the competition work?
They win the ayahuasca. I don't know how.
Like, go to an ayahuasca retreat, like, or for...
Yeah, we'll get the shaman.
It's 5 grand.
Yeah. Each.
Do their thing.
When I checked on the site.
Yeah, then we'll call the shaman to come on the podcast, tell us more about ayahuasca, and then it's free airtime for him, and then we do a free one with chillers.
Yes. Oh, I get you. Oh, I like that.
Trade
exchange.
So you come tell us more about it before we go do it. Right? To explain what to expect.
Oh, I like that.
How the benefits of it, why people should do it, blah, 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 blah. And then we get a free one for 10 people, or however much the group is that he takes.
I like that.
And then you go on it, it's free, no one pays for it. And people, you know, because we need to expose people, like we just did with weed. You know what I mean? Some people say it's bad, and that's fine, to your discretion. To some, and then ayahuasca, same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those who are open to it, they take it. Those who aren't, because we had to educate as well, as much as to entertain.
I love that, man. So, Maligan, give me a year, I'll be on edibles.
You don't need a year, trust me. You'll be on edibles in a few months.
Yeah.
You just need time for edibles. Yeah. Like, time. You need to be home doing nothing.
So you've never had edibles, ever?
No. Not mushrooms, not edibles. I'm scared of this shit,
same
man.
Thing with edibles. Take enough.
A little bit.
Small. Yeah. Especially when you're starting small.
Mm.
You know, then you won't be high for 2 days. Some people have taken edibles for the first time. They were high for 2 days.
Mm.
And literally incapacitated for 2 days. Because you can't able to function properly.
My thing is, I don't like not being in control. So when you're high, like, for 5 hours, you can't snap out of it. Unlike
lose
alcohol,
control.
You can just drink
lose control.
Water.
We're too obsessed with our control as people.
You reckon?
And that's why maybe sometimes we've got aggression a lot of times. We're angry. We snap. We want to fight the next person.
Explain that, bro.
When you don't have control, you're actually more understanding. You're calm. You're relaxed. You want to hear people out. You're happy listening. Just sitting and just listening. And you're real, I just want to listen. And you're genuinely listening. Like you have too much control. You're driving, your son is trying to rap to a song. You don't give a fuck about him because you're obsessed with this control of yours. I'm in charge. It's my car. You're broke. You don't fucking work. You don't bring shit to this family. I pay for you, your existence. I put clothes on your back. I pay for the fuel you're in the car of. You know what I mean? Mm. You don't hear him. When you're high, it's like, what are your values?
Yeah.
What do you care about? You know, when you wake up, how do you feel? Yeah. Do you see me? Do you know that I love you?
Yeah.
But you've never told him you love him.
Nah, dude, come on, man. Stop trying to make me out like I'm a fucking...
Oh, do you tell him you love him?
Of course.
How often?
Every day.
Oh, my nigga.
Oh.
That's how we must raise kids.
Yeah.
Tell our kids we love them. I tell my kid as much as possible. Mm. Yeah, and that's why I speak about her so much.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Sorry to thingy.
Yeah.
I played the song, right, for her.
And she was like,
yeah, she was like, that's my song.
I'm
yeah, it's my song. It's my song. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did it for you. And like, yeah, I know, they told me.
Oh,
like, oh, great, great. Then I can hear the talks in the house now. Here they come. She's like, yo, why is it so dark, the cover? I'm like, it's just a cover. I took this pictures months ago. Because always the granny's thinking, oh, it's too dark. It's symbolic. No, it's just a cover, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you just listen to the kids, man.
Listen to the kids.
You know? You listen to the kids, you know? When you lose control.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to lose control.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Do you agree with him, Ghost Lady?
No, yeah, I always
not lose, but let go of control.
No, I do. I'm that parent who loves to just have conversations with my son. My other one is still a baby. I can't really much have much.
Yeah, yeah, true, you know? True.
But do you like not being in control?
Over my children?
No,
just like
in life in general.
Oh, in life.
Letting loose and relaxing.
Yeah,
that's
remember,
what
I've smoked weed. In terms of being high, I've smoked weed before and I know the feeling, but I'm not. You see how you guys are vouching for Intango right now? I'm not at your level.
No, like,
can you go a day without controlling Mnaga? That's what we're asking.
I never control.
You never
explain
do
how
what?
Do I control Mnaga?
Mnaga is such a Mnaga. You're controlling. You know you are. Women are controlling, and
I just
they know
have
they
it
are.
Together, but, guys, like. You know, it's like when you're with me, it just causes you to align, get into formation. That's maybe just the energy that I exude, right?
Move your mic like this towards your side, yeah.
You can't hear me.
Yeah, there we go. Much better, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, must I repeat myself?
No, we heard you. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You see? So maybe just Mnaga, because he's with me, he just feels my vibes and therefore he just gets into formation.
Mm. Can Mnaga go boys' night out?
Of course. Hasn't he gone boys' night out with you?
He's never called me.
Do you video call him when he's boys' night outing?
No, he calls me.
Oh, he's one of those.
You see the control you have?
No.
Your claws are so deep in his throat. They are felt miles away. Video call me now.
No, you video call me at 1 a.m. Like, look at us. Yes.
What's the longest you've been away from Naga for?
The longest?
Yeah.
No, it's not like, it's probably like 24 hours.
Whoa!
What happens, Moya Ginyo Vagasha?
I go with him. He comes with
so
me.
So, nigga can't even go to his family in peace.
No!
So, do you guys have sex in your parents' house?
Yeah?
Do you have sex in your parents' house when he goes with you home?
Yes. Well, we are married and they give us a room.
Yeah, true. I guess then, yeah. Fair. It's allowed. Fair enough. Fair yes. enough. Fair
hey, Naga, just wink if you.
Naga, whenever we're with you and this ghost lady and you need help and you feel suffocated and the claws are coming out of the other side of the neck, just wink. We're here. Just wink. We'll come save you, man. You know? We're here. Just wink. I've seen how it is. You know, I'm like, shame, man.
Ah,
you
know? Shame.
This is a man raring to go. He's raring to go. It's like, he's ready to go. Black like, sword. I sound for guy 12. Not by Abaland. I sound for guy 12. I'm new. He's raring to go. You can see, but Lintum and Blokai. This ghost Blokai. Quite a custom Mamba. Quite a spooky. That's reeling him back. That's reeling him back. Naga's ready to go. Let him live. Let the man be. Oh, give him man. 1 weekend. Would you ever do that? Say, here's 1 weekend. I'm switching my phone off. Even if you try to call me, it's
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
I would. That's how much I trust him.
Ah, so you trust him, not your fan. You see, like, that's how much I trust him. I would. So you trust him not to let go, not to be there with his shirt spinning like on the table.
Imagine taking him down to the ship, dog. He'd lose his mind,
In what sense?
He'll miss his wife.
He'd miss her, or you'd lose his mind by what he's seeing and what he wants to get up to.
I think first day, maybe he might miss you. Saturday, he'll
really
forget about
shock,
you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Be like... Daddy, that's fam! Be hitting them with a t-shirt full of condom. Pop! Boom! 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 And yeah, I know. And then young figure, what's your keeper? Like, we are life here. He'd resign at work. Whoa. Monday, he'd be resigning. Riding ill. Fuck y'all niggas. No wham. Anyway. Got an MG, motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Hinda, what do you mean? Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to it. Hey, we finally hit 800K.
Whoa.
Man, it's insane, bro. Oh. Next is 900. Then a million.
Wow. Yo, a million is right around the corner. That's nuts.
Bro, we gotta spend.
And guys, this is not robots, ne? It's not like bots.
Yeah.
These are humans.
No, we've got chillers
who've
from
subscribed.
Bots. But...
Bro, it's clear to see. I mean, bro.
Yes.
Bro, it's clear to see. I think we've been trending for how many years? Every week? Like every Monday.
That's wild,
Thursday.
Actually. We're probably the most, outside of soapies.
Yeah. So
outside
Monday,
of
Thursday,
soapies.
It's guaranteed we trend.
Yeah, outside of
TV shows. For 2 years straight, I think.
Outside of TV shows.
It's been 2 years straight.
Week in, week out. Outside of TV shows, yeah.
It's been 2 years straight. No?
Yeah, which shows that we're literally competing with TV shows, with your generation.
But it shows that we don't have robots. That's what I was trying to say.
That
it's real people.
It's real people.
Yes.
Oh.
Literally.
Damn.
Yeah.
To the point where you'll find people promoting their businesses or whatever. Hashtag podcast and chill.
That's
what I hate about Twitter. Yeah. Elon Musk must fix that shit where you see a trend, right? Tiseto is trending. And you go on and you're seeing the guy paints houses. Tiseto, hashtag.
People are pushing, dog.
But we also want to know when something is trending. I want to click and see why it's trending. I don't want to sift through a lot of these things and find why it's trending.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I think they need to fix that.
So if you haven't subscribed already, subscribe right now, man. We're on the road to 900K. Once we hit a million, bro, man, I'm going to lose my mind. I never thought it was possible, bro. It's like right now saying we're going to hit 10 million. That sounds impossible, right?
Yeah, I can imagine how it was when you had like 10 views on shit. Clearly a million subscribers was like unfathomable.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. What?
10 views.
Yeah, and then you came and you saved the day.
Oh, did I? Smoke.
But
it's teamwork, isn't it? I think I was like the missing piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
It's not just me, because if I did the podcast alone, I don't think the numbers would be like this as well.
No, I got
so
you.
So we're a team. It's a team, bro. It's a team effort.
What do you think about this World Cup, Doug?
Brazil.
No, what do you think about it?
Brazil's going to win it.
What do you think about the World Cup, Ghost Lady?
I've been watching some matches, you know, and I think I was watching with Mnaga, obviously, and he was explaining.
Hey, you forced him.
You forced.
I forced him to watch the World Cup.
Yeah, no, you forced him.
No, he told me. He said because he's not.
He
doesn't,
asked you.
No,
because we all know Mnaga's always on TikTok. He doesn't like TV.
No, he does. He does. But before the World Cup, he told me it's like, you know, listen, when it. This World Cup is going to start, so therefore
ask
it's
going to be... Ask for permission. Can I please...
No, it wasn't permission.
Hold the remote.
We've got
control.
Two TVs. I literally sit with him and watch.
You probably monitor us playing on the other TV.
I sit with him, man. And we watch these matches, you know. So, and I think I was... When he explained this whole thing about a... Who's this? The guys, more Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi.
Yeah.
That they actually, their teams have never won. So they've never had the opportunity of them lifting the World Cup.
It's the only cup they've won.
So, like, I'm actually rooting for, you know, either Portugal or What is it?
Hey, man, you can't root for both. That's sacrilege. You can't root for Portugal and Argentina. You can't root for Ronaldo.
No, either or. Either no. They are the biggest players. So I really wish one of them, they win, you know, so they can get that opportunity.
But I'm finding it weird, man. Like, it's not the same, bro. Like, I literally haven't seen a single match. I've just been watching highlights. Because it's that time of the year where shit is, people, it's busy, man.
I think number one, it's because it's in November, December.
Yes.
Number one, it's just so weird. And also, that period of the year, there's so much happening.
Exactly.
Right?
And also, when you watch, the stadiums look empty. There's no alcohol.
There's no soul.
Yeah, there's no alcohol.
So there's no alcohol.
Stadiums.
No alcohol means no there's atmosphere. No topless fat guys with with paintings.
Got you.
There's no sexy chicks with bras and a pint of beer. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. All those things. It's soulless.
It's a sober World Cup.
Yes. However, when the match starts, you get the sense that the players know that we are still at the World Cup.
Mm.
And winning the trophy and lifting it up will add a sixth star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. To your jersey as Brazil. It's still the World Cup. 100 years from now, like, remember, example, Argentina, if you watch the FIFA Uncovered, Argentina hosted the World Cup with the fucking dictator at the helm.
Oh, yes.
You know
what
I mean? Mm. And as much as that was probably also felt funny for other nations.
Who's the dictator? Can you get the name for us?
Ah, thank you. Dope one. We don't know about the history of that.
Yeah.
When we sit back, we count the World Cups.
Oh, yeah.
And that's also a valid World Cup.
Yeah.
So there's still that. It's still the World Cup. And when you sit and watch and you see Ghana playing the Netherlands, you realize I'm watching the World Cup.
Yeah.
And when the guys score, you can tell, even though they know, they walked in knowing it's soulless, no fans, or it's just hijabs and whatever they wear. But a goal in the World Cup is still the World Cup. So I'm glad for that feeling when I start watching. But the atmosphere around it is dead, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Did you see, it's so wild, bro. Like, the journalists, they are getting manhandled, abused. They're breaking their cameras.
I saw that. Some of the England fans walked in as in Crusader outfits, costumes, 100% Crusaders.
Mm.
And the guys didn't allow them. But it's just almost English, not tradition, but history. It's like walking in as in a bishu to a stadium and they say, no, you can't. It's like the weirdest thing ever. The rules are too stringent.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
I was watching last week with John Stewart and he was breaking down how this World Cup happened.
Okay.
And the human atrocities around the World Cup is crazy, dog. Because there's only 300,000... Qatarians, right? And then the whole population is like 1.9 million or something. So 90% of the people that stay there.
There's more people in Soweto.
Yes. So 90% of the population there is people from Bangladesh and India and whatever.
Dude, we spoke to Great Chabesi. Remember, he said, I flew to the World Cup last week. I'm going to fly back next week.
Mm.
So some people just literally fly in because also flights are not that expensive that side.
And then they've got a kafala system whereby...
kafala?
Yeah, you pay $4,000 to work in Qatar. So if you're from India, you pay $4,000. They give you some sort of like a work permit. And then you work until you can pay off that money. But in that whole time, like, you can't do anything unless your employer agrees. So they take your passport.
You lose certain rights.
Yeah.
Freedom of movement or whatever.
Yeah. And then they showed where these guys are living, bro. It's bad, bro. The guys that are building that built the stadium.
I saw the migrant workers.
Mm. Apparently, like 7,000 of them died during building the stadiums just from the heat. Because it's just fucking hot. Like, it's unbearable.
Whoa.
So a lot of the population there is too rich to be working these small jobs. Because we didn't need to import workers to build our stadiums.
Yeah. So that's why they got these guys. But the conditions that they're living in, it's atrocious, dog. Like, you'll get...
on that documentary, FIFA Uncovered.
You'll get, like, 300 people sharing one kitchen, which looks like... It's equivalent to a toilet. You know, like a toilet at a garage.
300 people.
Yeah.
What?
Imagine for a meal, like Sparta, awoo. All 300 of them. Ready for dinner. Oh, fucking hell, madness.
There's no showers. They have to wash in the buckets.
Oh, no.
They've got like two toilets among 600 people, which are just full of shit.
Yeah,
like,
and you know and how they're overflowing. Toilets are. Mm. You know how their toilets are? It's those. You've seen the toilets floor. At the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
The Muslim toilets.
Yeah, it's bad, bro.
Oh, man.
And then when they ask these guys that are planning the World Cup, they just nonchalant about it. Like, they don't care.
Of course, they're up high up there, you know, eating pie and cake.
What's the kafala system?
Halal pie and cake.
The first thing that you asked for was George Raphael Videla.
Oh, the dictator.
Oh, yeah, the dictator.
Oh, George Raphael?
Yes,
Videla. Yeah, yeah, he brought the World Cup to Argentina. And it was no democracy, pretty much.
Yeah.
Dictator vibes.
Yeah.
And no, people have forgotten about that. Mm. So 50 years from now...
It's the equivalent of... hosting a World Cup in SA during apartheid.
Oh, yeah, it's like Hitler.
Yeah.
Remember Jesse Owen, American sprinter who made like crazy history at the, Jesse Owen, I think, at the Olympics with Hitler. You know, no one remembers the Hitler Olympics, but they took place and the medals there are still tallied and counted up as history. It's Olympics.
Bro, speaking about Hitler, just to take a side note, ne? I was watching Joe Rogan. Did you know that Hitler was on crack? And there's a video that shows it. He's like, he's wild. In
whoa.
The he's shaking. I'm telling you.
Hitler was on crack.
Apparently, there's a video, bro, and you can see this nigga's on something.
So.
He's got those Alostro vibes.
So the whole thing, Nazi and everything, it was just a nigga on crack. That's telling niggas to do whatever they like. It makes sense actually when you think about it. Like the shit that they were up to, the inhumane things, you had to be high to administer such pain and atrocities upon other humans.
Yeah.
Mm. Not like it was just a nigga on crack. Just think, today I want to do this shit. And throwing hand signs and people just fucking hell, bro.
Hey, man, I laughed when I saw that.
For real?
Yeah.
Hitler was on crack.
Yeah, bro. You must watch it. Joe Rogan was talking about it. Just type it on YouTube. You'll see. You'll see the video. Maybe we can even play
it. But crack is so addictive, I've heard.
Mm.
So then, the more you're on crack, so he was just a crackhead.
Yes. Really?
Like those niggas... Nyaupe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking hell.
What's the kafala system?
The kafala system, it was introduced to define the relationships between foreign workers and local sponsors. So you given sponsorship to come to Qatar, for example, and work there.
Hmm.
But the kafala is like a department. It runs it and ensures everything that you do and monitors you and etc.
So at a bar... the price of a shot or a glass would be what for the locals and what for the migrant workers. Kafala system.
No, I think it's more like modern day slavery.
Mm. Per se. Yeah. Not to say it's, they call it a sponsorship.
Mm.
So I'd make an example with SA because that's the only one that I can relate to.
Sure.
Yes.
People from outside South Africa coming in with something like a visa, right?
Mm.
And this visa, it basically allows you and enables you to work here. But through it, there's also like sponsorships, terms and conditions. So while you're living in South Africa and working with it, you're working for my company, I can dictate exactly how, where you live, what's happening, your movements in the country.
Fuck.
It's... just to monitor the relationship, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we paid $10 million for the World Cup.
Mm.
It's been exposed that apparently it was for the diaspora in the Caribbeans where Jack Warner was...
Jack Warner's wild,
Head president of... what is it? CONCACAF, you know? So I wonder how much the Qataris paid.
Because
with all these
lot.
Human rights violations and... just the system that they've been having there, for them to get the World Cup, they must have paid big.
What
big
did you think of the FIFA documentary?
It was nuts.
Nah.
I think it was nuts, and I think the current regime is still corrupt.
Mm. Of course.
I think it's still corrupt. Oh, fuck.
After said matter.
Something happened this week, and I was like, it's the same old FIFA.
Mm, mm.
I forgot what.
I mean, it's been like that for years. They're not going to change overnight.
Mm. Nah, they won't. Just new guys, just changing chairs on the deck.
Hey, but those niggas were wild, eh? Hey, those niggas were chowing money, dog. Yes,
they ran for crazy, long. Right? That was the problem. They were in power for too long.
But how did Sepp Blatter do it? Because they never nailed him on anything except for the that one payment to, what's his name? Michel Platini.
Yeah.
The UEFA guy,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Otherwise, I've never nailed them on receiving any money from SA. And of course, that 10 million filtrated down to him or other monies that probably weren't exposed that we paid. I figure, but they never really got him on anything. And I wonder how he did it to control this web of corruption and money flows and nothing traces back to you. Maybe that's genius. You have to commend him to some degree because they never caught him on that. All the other corruption of Russia hosted the World Cup when they had no business hosting the World Cup.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And even this World Cup, Qatar World Cup, it was under him, right?
Yeah.
Not a single cent they got. It's crazy.
My thing
and
is
that's from the money from Michel Platini.
My thing is, while I was watching it, I was like, how much money does a man need? Like, these guys had money for days.
It's beyond money's power. Because he didn't want to let go.
Yeah.
It was power. Sometimes it starts off as being a money-chasing ambition to be the FIFA World Cup president, or maybe an ambition of love and passion. You love the sport, you love the game, but you can't play the game.
Yeah.
So you want to be in the admin side of it, and you want to see it prosper. Then you realize, oh, we can make this money. And then you make it, and then it transcends that ambition of money. It becomes now a thing of
Because think about it, right? If you have money, right? That gets to a point where, like, there's nothing else you can buy in the world. Because you got money, you buy a yacht, check. Mm. You buy a private jet, check.
Check.
After that, what is there to buy?
Maybe a country.
Dubai.
Check. Republic. But the truth is, look at Mugabe.
Yeah.
He was a billionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd stolen everything. But still couldn't let go of what? Power.
Oh.
It's the power.
So power supersedes money.
It does.
Okay.
Power supersedes money. It's the power. Look at Mugabe. And so many Gaddafi.
Cyril, he's a billionaire.
Cyril is a billionaire. He's got no business wanting to be a president. Mm. Like, and a lot of us are like, dude, you're a billionaire.
Yeah,
like,
why do you want the stress?
Like, man, I could be traveling to different countries every year and buying a house there.
Yeah.
A mansion in every country. Mm. Then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm done this year. I'll keep the mansion. I'll come back in 4 years. I'll pay someone to look after it and people to clean it. So when I come, it's still new. I mean, you and I have got crazy ideas how we would live if we were billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
But they just want to be in one place and just occupy this position of power.
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
About the FIFA...
Yeah, about like how much does
she wasn't
how
listening.
Much how much money?
She wasn't listening.
Like about money and how guys can't get enough. So you were sleeping. So it's a border. It's a border.
Because in Kulimanga World Cup, Nabo, Platini.
Oh, we keep eating yam in the fridge. We keep eating yam. We keep eating yam. Otherwise, you can sing one. Namasambanja is all. What's going on?
That's fine. What do you want to talk about, Ghost Lady?
No, guys, I know I've got a topic that is like, I know that will excite you guys.
All right.
You know, on Showmax, there's going to be a reality show, and it's about strippers and porn stars.
Oh, yes, I saw the trailer with Colin Vega.
I think they invited me to be a part of that.
They invited you.
Dope.
Yeah, some lady had called me. Is Tabora Mitsi part of it?
I don't know.
No, but there was also a panel that was doing the research to discuss these topics and nuances of strippers and prostitution and all these things. But something happened. I couldn't be there. But I see trending. It's my body.
This body works for me.
This body works.
Are you excited about it?
I haven't seen it.
Are you excited about it?
Not really.
It's a reality show, guys. You know, so it's not just like a drama.
So what is it? What is it? Not really. What is it?
No, it's a reality show where they will obviously be talking about, you know, their work and obviously how the lifestyle supports their family. So it's obviously, they'll talk about their personal lives and family and also the work that they do.
So it's OnlyFans, strippers, prostitutes?
Yeah. and South African, you know, strippers and porn stars.
Yeah. It seems that, like, for some of us in Joburg, and I think a lot of people in Joburg, men especially, have seen
it. Oh, you know
it.
Them already.
It's not really that, like, ooh. No, it's not like, you know, we're in the Karoo and it's like,
is
rare.
Is Xoli Mfeka the biggest? Who are the other ones?
No, I think Xoli is locally someone who's bold enough to do it. But I think with white people, I mean, the white people have been having local porn industry, selling porn DVDs and stuff, you know. It's just that with us, because we're so conservative as black people, when someone does it, it becomes a big hoo-ha. So with Xoli, that's why she's so, you know what I mean, they're almost the face of it, because there's not a lot of black girls who are like, I'm doing porn, this is me, I'm coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my social media, I'm accessible. When Sondeza, the DVD came out, there was Titanic in them, but they didn't have social media, we couldn't access them. We just saw them in one video, getting fucked, and that's it. That's it, you know what I mean? We've always got an Instagram, and. But I think it's a great initiative, because we're still backwards.
Every nigga, I think, in this country saw Sondeza. Hey, it was a big thing.
Not every nigga, you'd be surprised.
Oh, come on.
Sondeza.com.
No, the movie.
Oh. Even here, not everyone saw Sondeza the
Did you
movie.
See, have you seen Sondeza the movie?
And he grew up in Benoni, Dal Park, rich Tibla. Side of Benoni.
The
Not
movie.
Dal Park.
You haven't
Tito
seen
Park.
It? Tato. You've seen it, ne? Tuso? You've seen it? Oh, every nigga's seen
Tuso
it.
Tuso different. Tuso's got gold. Tuso's got a gold tooth. He's seen it all. He's seen it all. Now? Of
course. Now. Everyone's seen it, dog. Sondeza. When it came out, I was like, hey.
Sondeza was crazy. They dropped a ball.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Sondeza really dropped the ball as an entity. They should be at the forefront of the whole porn thing.
Yeah.
Like, online, website, they must be like brothers and bang bros and stuff. You know what I mean? They dropped the ball, seriously.
Speaking about online, are you on TikTok, bro?
I am.
For real?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
But like, I think 40,000 followers or whatever. I don't post much.
Yeah.
I post, I don't know, it's weird how I post.
What do you post?
But I think we should be like, we should be sitting on like 200k followers if we were active, or 4 or 1 million.
No, we've got a TikTok account.
No, you individually, you and
oh.
I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do I post?
Yeah.
For example, when I was, remember that video of mine in the UK when I was lost, and then the driver, I went to the mall, but it was next door, I didn't see. Yeah, that video I posted. There's certain videos I'll post, like, fuck, I think this will work for TikTok. But a lot of the videos would, because that's why when you're at the mall, people are like, you're the guy from TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
But those are videos from other people, snippets of the show. So those could actually work on TikTok us individually, even for the TikTok page we have. So I am, but I'm not that active.
So apparently the algorithm is crazy. It's got face recognition. So it checks out your face and your color of your skin and whatever. And then if you are ugly, you're flat, you are fat or black, then they don't push your content as much. They push the white content creators more.
So TikTok is discriminating against blacks.
Blacks.
Darks.
Darks.
There's racism, colorism.
Fat people.
Fat shaming.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. TikTok.
So the only content they push is like white, blonde looking, you know, that whole...
Rich.
Yes. Also. Yes.
But then, how did then Elsa Majimbo make it?
Who's that?
You know,
Elsa.
It's a girl.
It's a girl. She's from
Kenya,
Kenya,
guys. Elsa Majimbo's from Kenya. One of the biggest TikToker, the one who pushes Rihanna and eats chips. She's ha! And then she eats chips.
Yeah, I mean, there are black creators that are big on TikTok, but they don't get paid the same.
But she's not like, she's pretty
even the
for
guy
me,
now who's,
but she's not typically.
Who was granted, Italy, yeah.
Yes, Kabi Lami. Kabi Lami also. Okay, but he's also model looking, though.
He's modern looking.
Model.
Model. Oh.
Model.
Oh.
Dark, tall, dark, skinny, handsome. Mm. He's dark. Yeah, he's model. He's got all the ticks. He ticks all the right boxes for a
model. So if you take the most famous black creator on TikTok versus the most famous white person on TikTok and see how much they're getting paid, it's not the same. Like, there's a huge difference. So I'm not saying there aren't any black.
So it's like a corporate South Africa.
100%.
I'm told. Yeah.
Now here's where it gets fucked
remember
up.
Remember YFM when we were YFM? Remember Robbie, the short guy who walked with a big head? So I forgot the other nigga, black guy, there, because they were both IT. Mm. He discovered HR, computer, Tabo's computer and HR had a problem.
Mm.
And then he goes through the payroll, and he's more qualified than Robbie. Realized he's earning less than Robbie. Then he went to Mike, technical manager, to complain and bitch, and he lost his job.
Fuck me.
Yeah. He's like, why the fuck is he earning more? And I'm more qualified. Why am I earning less?
Now, the crazy thing is the white creator steal the content from the black creator.
That was like 2010. Wait. Now, on TikTok, the white creators are stealing content from the black guys.
Yes. So it's all about dancing and whatever, right? Most of the dance moves come from the black creators. And then the white creators steal it and make it bigger.
But isn't that the world, though? Isn't that the world? You know, we come up with the ideas. Africa produces the minerals for the world, the gold, the diamond, that the De Beers have, the Oppenheimers and De Beers have a monopoly on.
And if you go on TikTok and talk about this, they ban you. Like, if you talk about the racial injustice, they ban you.
Of course.
They've got a thing called shadow banning.
Isn't TikTok from China and stuff? Actually, why is it working like that?
I'm asking myself the same thing.
Fact checker, where's TikTok from?
China.
It's from China. It's from China. Why is it anti-black then?
I don't know, bro.
Oh, then maybe it's a shadow.
How?
Eh? Why is it anti-black then? Or they realize that the money comes... Wait, why is it anti-black then? I mean, it's not even white-owned because Chinese people are definitely not white.
But Chinese are racist, though. Let's not forget that.
I've never dealt with a lot of Chinese.
Man, I remember something was happening during COVID. I remember Scoop Makatini was talking about this. They were killing black people, ne? Yeah, they were killing black people.
We're in China.
Yeah. Nobody loves us, dog.
We love ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
We got ourselves, though.
Toast to that, my
dog. But Saloyana also. Saloyana. Salmonella. Crabs in a bucket syndrome. Oh, hey, fuck.
What else you got, ghost lady?
Guys, how did you feel about DJ Somebody?
Oh, man. Jeez. Yes. Heavy.
And why is there no justice for DJ Somebody? You know, no hashtag Nyana. Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest. Like on my WhatsApp, I saw most people. They were really touched by this one.
Yeah,
like
I saw
a lot of people posting.
It's a good question. Why is there no justice for DJ Somebody?
Yeah, it's only R.I.P. People are touched and hurt. I'm hurt. I'm not like just diminishing people's emotions.
Justice,
you know, like the let us find the killers. We need to know.
What happened for those that don't know who DJ Somebody is?
I think he was coming from a gig and he got shot. Basically, his car, there was 48 bullets.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that were just...
I saw like 2 seconds of the video or picture.
I saw the pictures. Is there a video?
Apparently, there's a video even. Please give us the
fact checker. What's up?
She's got the
sources state that it's actually 30 bullets, not 48.
So it's 30.
That's still a lot.
Or the car
if I'm getting robbed, hey man, please don't shoot 30 times.
They state that they were 21 on him, but on the car 30.
So he got majority of the bullets.
And also the bodyguard as well.
Yes. Yeah. It was with someone.
So this was like a proper, you are going to die.
Is that why maybe there was no justice for DJ Somebody?
But is that how everyone feels? It's one thing if those
people... I don't know how people feel.
Their aim, the people who obviously were shooting, their aim was to kill. I'm just saying as the society, as now who are hurt and all these celebrities, isn't it we want justice and we want to know those people need to be locked up. You know, they need to be...
Because it's murder.
It's murder, bruh.
Hey man, this sounds like some underground mafia stuff.
That's the girl. Just
say it, man.
Hey, I choose my battles wisely.
They're both from Pretoria. Like,
hey, I choose this. This is the first time where I say fuck the podcast. I'm not.
It's a papa. But really, let's not beat around the bush, man. You know, rest in peace. It's sad. It's fucked up. We live in a very violent country, but it does sound like a hit.
Yeah.
Hey, no, hectic. Hey, yeah, no,
I don't want to smoke, what, bro.
Mm-mm. Oh, I
don't smoke.
Mm-mm. Hey. But
I still want to smoke weed and chat to my son.
Now that you understand him. Yeah, but we'll leave it at that. But yeah. Hey, man, rest in peace. Yeah,
rest
man,
in
but,
peace, definitely.
Hey, but that's too many bullets. Man.
Yeah, no, it's a lot, man. It's wild. It's wild.
Because I mean, that's not Peter. It's not like what a was robbery. He didn't take anything.
What was he involved in?
I don't know his dreams of business and income.
Oh.
I don't know what. What was he involved in?
Hey,
good thing.
No, I mean, no,
but also no,
let me
no, look, no, look.
Let me go to the toilet.
No, hey, man. It could have been also. He was not involved in anything. It was just whatever.
Yeah.
The other owner of a club or whatever. We don't know.
Mm. How's your girlfriend, Tibla? Are you guys still together, man?
Yeah, yo, bro, there? Tibla.
How? And for no, we my business.
Guys,
support.
We can't go deeper into this issue.
Nah,
man.
No, we
there's
can't.
People who are willing to spray bullets like yeah. that.
Mm-mm. This one. Mm-mm.
It's sad. It's sad, though. A death of anyone will always be sad, man. But yo.
Me, keep me there by the Poris and the Caspers. That's fine. This is.
Yeah. Tell say fuck poor. You'll say it now. Like, fuck poor. All right, but that one, yeah, it's above now. Nice. There's power. There's forces at play there.
Yeah. But anyway, have you guys ever deep dived into like these English proverbs? Like, have you ever questioned them? Like, some of them don't make sense, bro.
Which one? I've never.
You've never.
Uh-uh.
Let me go through some of them. Like, some of them don't make sense. I'm actually sitting there. I'm like, fuck, why would someone come up with that? What does that even
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, the English have funny idioms and sayings and stuff.
Let me find one for you. Okay. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
How?
Yeah, but that's just basics.
But that's not true, though.
It's very true.
Hmm?
If a tree has a peach or a fruit and it falls and it's...
You can still pinpoint where that apple came from.
And it's weighing as heavy as an apple.
Mm-hmm.
The wind can't blow it. If it falls, the wind can't blow it 10 kilometers away.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll always fall not too far from the tree.
Yeah.
But not all our kids turn out like us, bro.
No, true. But when they do turn out like you, then the saying applies.
Mm. Yeah, when they turn out like
it
you,
only applies
you use
then.
That idiom.
Yes. Mm.
Because Ziggy fell very far from my tree.
Why?
No, he's the opposite of me, dog. He's focused. He's polite. He's smart.
How old are you at his age? A nuisance. He just wanted to backslap me.
I wasn't like him.
For real?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll... Because how old is he?
6.
He's a kid.
Okay, all that glitters is not gold.
That's true.
That's very true.
Something that appears valuable or true may not be. Oh. That's what it means.
We've seen it with celebrities.
Yes.
Instagram.
Influencers.
Mm.
So what about the glitter that is gold?
So that's why it says not all.
Okay. Some that glitters is gold. Not all.
A picture is worth 1,000 words. Sometimes a picture is worth no words, bro. Nah, like, let's be honest. It's just a picture.
No, but you know what? If you studied art...
These are bad examples.
Yeah.
I see where you're going. But the examples are just bad.
Okay, let me try another one. Beggars can't be choosers.
Of course.
Oh, beggars can. You can choose where you want to go.
No, I'm just saying, if you're in the point of need, if you need and someone is offering, sometimes you just have to accept...
If you say you're hungry...
But that's a choice. Me taking it is a choice.
If you say you're hungry...
Yeah?
And I say, here's bread... And you open it up, you're like, fucking hell, Nepaloni, man. What do you think this is, nigga? I'm begging on the corner of Grayston. I'm in Santon. Give me more.
Bro, have you never...
You can't do that.
Have you never met a beggar and you give him food? He's like, no, I want money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I say, no, fuck you.
Yes. No, no.
You can't choose.
Yeah, you can't
choose.
You're
hungry. I'm giving you food.
Yes.
That's sometimes on a sandwich. If I knew I would do manga, it's still dignity. It's still dignified enough to give it to someone. That's like a fool. You like a fool.
They come in and do this.
Oh, you like.
You're hungry.
Yes.
So you give them food, whatever you have in your car, and then they're like, ah,
because the niggas never think you've got a burger you haven't eaten.
Exactly.
They always think, I got a hook.
You've got a 20 red.
Then you pull up on a fucking loaf of groceries.
Uh huh.
You just give them the groceries you just bought.
Uh huh.
They're all prepared already,
yeah.
He'll say fuck you because he was banking on money.
Okay. I remember this beggar, sorry, this guy who stood by the road and would literally tear up his clothes, obviously to resemble the, I need, you know, I'm fragile and show up.
Yeah, to look desperate.
Yes, I'm desperate. And people would always give him clothes. You know, he threw them away. Because obviously, uniform.
And then you say beggars can't be choosers.
This time should have sold the clothes.
Hey. Okay, how about this one? Blood is thicker than water.
True, family.
Sometimes family is trash, bro.
That's true.
Sometimes family is...
Sometimes, a lot of people, I think, will relate. Sometimes they find family outside of family.
Mm.
Yes, that's true.
Because my brother to buy an Gloria. Yay! Hey, no!
How?
It was a mangala, you know. So some, it does happen.
Yeah.
Hence, I said, I think earlier when I referenced something like that,
yeah.
You know, us blacks, we only have one another, but hey, man, it's a kawatana, you know. And I've seen that and I've heard that.
So that one is not true.
No, technically, blood is thicker than water.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where it comes from. Like, if you. Blood and water. You know, blood thickens and hardens, and water never.
Sure.
So that means blood is technically.
And I think it's for also those people who start undermining their family, and you know, maybe now you're just warming up to your friends. Like, also remember home, you know, remember your family as well. So.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Well, the Qatarians fucking don't think.
Hey.
Well, no, that's what they believe in, actually. Because that's what. Yeah, that's true also.
Nah, that's not true, man. That's not true.
You have your rules in your home, you know, and everyone, whoever comes in and steps in your home, they must also abide to your rules.
Yeah, you lived in Parktown and had white friends as a kid. When they came to your house, they couldn't just do what they do in their white homes.
They
had to abide by your rules. Even your black friends.
Mm.
If one sleeps or cooks and fries the provost at 2 a.m., they can't just wake up and do that in your home, your mom's house.
Mm.
Like, hey, fucking hell, Nicholas, what do you think this is?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
You say they do?
Huh?
You say they do? You think they do?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
If I do wrong and you do wrong, it doesn't make a right. Someone has to just, we have to reach a compromise. And, someone must just accept that, okay, I'm wrong. And heal from that.
Yeah, that one is kind
of true. But in maths also, though, like when you multiply negative with a negative, it becomes a positive. So that's also another thing.
Yes.
So maybe that one,
That one is true.
It's ticking. It's not the one.
Time waits for no one.
Iwash,
hey,
does it stop when you stop?
You see, that's different.
The watch, does it stop when you stop? No, it just means time just keeps on going.
Yeah.
If you stop...
But also, that could say that you only get one chance in life, and it's not true.
Mm.
I mean, look at us. Some people get two chances.
Time stops for us.
Time.
Not our time is. They're long gone. Don't give a fuck about us. But time, you know what
time,
I mean?
Time, but not that, the time.
Yeah, so that's questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's questionable.
When there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, obvious. That's obvious. Come on, man.
Mm? No, sometimes there isn't any fire, bro.
What is there?
There's nothing.
But they smoke.
There's just someone smoking.
Yeah.
There's no fire.
Yeah, but there's fire.
It's like, there's just someone. No, no.
There's someone smoking.
Someone just busy smoking. You know, yeah.
Let me do the last word. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Hmm. See, that's debatable.
That's debatable.
Yeah, because some of us are better off broken.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a lot of people have ADHD
that's
not been diagnosed.
Mm.
And that's where the strong points lie in their creativity. Maybe you've got ADHD, but if it was cured, you wouldn't be MacG.
Yeah.
Problematic. Radio broadcaster, shock jock, or whatever, you wouldn't be that guy. You know, the podcast wouldn't be what it is. So sometimes, and that's my fear also, like I'd never want to test for that thing, and then they give you medication to subdue you, and now you become this guy, you can actually focus on things, and then you lose your magic.
Yeah.
So fair enough. Sometimes if it's broken, leave it broken.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not harming anyone.
Mm.
It's making money.
That's where
it's making good in the world. Leave it broken.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
It doesn't. Not everything needs to be perfect.
Mm.
Goes back to the control thing we spoke about.
Danko. Okay, and I got another one. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
That's bullshit.
No, you must have your cake. You
have
must
your
eat
cake.
It.
Eat it. Sit on it.
Yeah.
Eat it. Like, rub it on your tummy.
Exactly.
It's your cake. It's your do cake. Whatever you want to do with your cake.
I feel like the African proverbs make more sense.
Oh, of course. We're the wiser people. We're the, like, you know, we're the people.
Tell me one African proverb you know in Zulu, Ghost Lady.
That I know in Zulu. I know one in Shangaan.
Okay. What is that?
Mitiroya bulabul.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Say it properly now. Now says it. Hey, man, in case that's... Let's represent the Tsonga people properly.
Say it properly then.
Herimbi. That sounds Tsonga. What does that mean?
What does it mean now?
Your surname is Herimbi,
your,
right? It's not Tsonga.
Yeah,
but Korombi. Korombi is Tsonga.
Switch on your mic there.
It's Korombi Tsonga.
Say it now.
Mitiro ya bulabula.
Mitiro ya bulabula.
My job speaks for itself.
My actions.
Oh, because tiro is job, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
In another language.
Oh, mitiro ya
bulabula. So, tiro, job, actions.
Yeah, I like that one. You got another one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Munna kiselepe. What? Arimisana.
Jeez.
And it's not GBV. That means Munna slaps her. No. Munna kiselepe. It's an X. And when your neighbor needs an axe, you borrow the axe.
Oh.
I want a chop. So, just muna kiselep, wari misa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You see, I like that one. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man?
Hey, that's what I vendor one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, come on. I don't know one, my man.
Hey, Parktown. Parktown vendor is back in action. Back like he never left.
Yeah, give us a vendor one.
Henda.
Ah, Henda.
Hey, man.
Let me try to think of one, man.
Man, you went to the mountain
and my mom is always saying these to me, man.
You see.
Let's call
her. She's done her always, job. Oh, yeah, let's call your mom.
She's always, like, every day she's like, in vendor, they say, hey, mini it is to mini.
I like how you're hearing it like us.
That's how we'd understand it as well.
Maybe if I smoked weed, I'd remember.
Ah, you see, let go of the control.
Let's go on, man. I'm not seeing the roadcast.
Herimbi's what Xhosa.
But
it was. It was a Xhosa one, Herimbi.
Yeah.
Xhosa? Yondebele, we've got such a multicultural.
Okay,
we've got a melting pot of talent, but they're all not rooted.
Cool.
Xhosa. I mean, Yondebele. Mratano Sukiri is not an idiom. What's an idiom there? Imrasan. Oh, fucking hell. Papi. No pop.
Subscriber you have dialed is not available at present.
Oh, I need to
please try again.
Okay, let me call my cousin.
Lee Ojoa is Halimit. Lukotjol Semanz. Yes, even in Guni languages we have that one. Lukotjol Semanz. Everybody knows.
What does that mean?
You hit the iron while it's hot. Or you wrinkle it when it's still wet. You vomit Semanz. Meaning, like Ziggy, you mend and mold him. It's like
while
a sculpture, you mold it when it's still wet.
Oh, yeah.
So once the kid, it's like.
Hey, Mzor, what have you been, Mzor?
Rocking, how's it?
Good, man. You live
hey,
on the
Funo.
Podcast, eh? No, man. Why?
That sounds like Funo.
No, man. It's Lali.
Lali?
Hey, Mzor, you live on the podcast, eh?
Mlalo.
Oh, Muraro.
Oh, okay.
Mlalo.
We're talking about African proverbs, so we just need a few from Venda. I forgot, but you know, just remind me that.
He does no shit, man.
He knows none.
You even know one.
Yeah. Just
you even know one.
Tell me which one you know. I think I might know that one.
African proverbs.
Yeah, it's Venda.
Mutuka
waya habifi.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one. Yeah.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Translate it.
Let Mike translate for you.
I'm sorry, I have to go to the toilet. Translate it for us there.
Basically, it means a homeboy can never do wrong. So in the eyes of, like, in the eyes of the people, if a homeboy does something, we always support the homeboy.
Oh, that's true. That's like a bro code.
Oh, yeah, bro code. That's bro code.
Yeah. That's true. I like that one.
I have one inventor that's a Lalican.
Okay, give us one.
Yeah. Ndo aili melwi nga musingo wayo.
Hey, you sound so vendor, eh?
No. Who
gave
you that one?
Eh?
That's a nice one, actually. Ndo aili melwi nga musingo wayo.
What does that mean, man?
Basically, it just means like, okay, I'll break it down this way. If like you're a head of the family, you will always provide for your family. It should never be difficult to provide for your family.
Because you're an elephant. Ndo is an elephant.
You're an elephant.
Oh, Ndo is an elephant.
So your responsibilities are never too heavy for you.
Mm. So yeah, Toyando means the head of the elephant.
Yes.
Toyando. Mm. Oh, Ndo. Mm. It's elephant. Mm. That boxer Ndo, what's his name?
Philip
Ndo. Oh, it's elephant. Mm.
Hit us with another one. I'm enjoying this, man.
Yeah. Me too, man.
Give us another one.
You caught me off guard, man.
You're supposed to represent the vendor nation.
Speaking of elephant, there's another one. Like, elephant I seen in WoW.
Umbogo wayo.
Inglove I seen the umbogo wayo. Meaning?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's that one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know one. There's a Ndo in the room.
Oh, yeah. No, man, there's no such thing, man. There's a Ndo.
Valani show.
We gave you one task.
There's a Ndo in the room.
Hey, love you long time, Zwana.
Hey, thanks, Fudo.
No, it's Lali.
It's Lali.
Oh, Mlalo. Hey, what does Mlalo mean? The sleeping one.
Too many of MacGyver's cousins. I don't blame you. Yeah.
What does Mlalo mean?
Mlalo means peace.
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 Yeah.
Mlalo. Oh, sleep. Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Mlalo, yeah.
Mlalo. Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Mlalo. Hey, hopefully not, man.
No, Mlalo, sleep. Peace. Sure. Peace, bro.
Shab him, son.
Sleep, man. Put that nigga to sleep.
Shit. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Hey, pit bulls.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with pit bulls, bro?
Hey.
SA is a movie, bro.
Hey.
What the fuck?
What's going on, bro?
People want to ban pit bulls, man.
Why?
But apparently in the hood, pit bulls are very popular.
Yeah, my friend Jigger's got a pit bull.
Hey, guys, why?
He's had like three.
Yeah.
He loves them to bits.
Is that the guy who broke your phone in high school? Stole your phone, your 3310 or something?
No. That's Tamaha.
Tamaha. Hey, you still... Pain. Why would you even meet that nigga in the club?
No, we're still friends. Like, I was with him like last year or 2 years back. Yeah.
Shit.
It's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Is that another?
Yeah,
which makes sense. Like spilled milk.
Yeah. Well, like it's duck. It's water off a duck's back. Type of vibe.
Hey.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bro. They want to ban. Well, people are calling out for a ban on pit bulls because there've been incidents. But there's always been incidents of pit bulls and just people getting bitten by dogs. Some killed, some injured. And lately they've been also a spotlight on those. And people are calling out for the ban of pit bulls.
Let's call Jigga because he loves pit bulls, man. He's had so many.
And okay, he's a pit bull breeder.
Yeah.
He's a breeder almost, yeah?
I'm not sure if he's a breeder, but he's had quite a few.
Let's talk to him, man. What the fuck is going on with the pit bulls, bro?
Yeah, man. And he's in the hood.
He's in the hood?
Yeah, Midlands.
In the hood.
No. Yo, Jigga! Ukraine poison,
you
is it? Yeah, man, you live on the podcast, ne? Sol is here, Likos Lee.
Hey, Chiga.
Hi, Chiga.
Yo, what's happening?
Sure, Chiga.
Do you see how he changed his accent? Yeah. Now he's like, yo, what's happening?
Come on.
Chiga.
Oh, yeah, I'm serious. Yo, what happened? Iki moment, I didn't change. Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, Jay?
Bro, what's happening with the pit bulls, man?
Hey, man, you know that situation, and you know how I love my pit bull.
Yeah.
So it becomes a bit of a
catch 22 situation for me to even discuss, because I can easily come up with reasons for why they're behaving like this, but somebody else would come back and say, you know what, regardless of what the situation may be, dog, they considered dangerous animals, so they're not supposed to be, you know, kept as pets.
Let's talk about your pit bulls. Yeah.
My pit bull is passive, man.
How many have you had? Passive.
I've had four. I've got one that is current.
Wait, you saying your pit bulls are what? Passive?
They passive. As in,
I know what passive. I know what it means, yeah. But is it possible though? Isn't it innate within the species of pit bulls? I don't know what the species is, bull terriers or whatever. Aren't they naturally just violent animals?
No, man. Look, one wouldn't say it's naturally vicious. You know, there's no way that you can get a puppy and you already predetermined that it's going to be a vicious dog. You know, reality of the matter is how these dogs are treated as well, you know?
Have your pit bulls ever killed anyone?
No, but I don't think I'd be around.
But the thing is, in the wild, there are certain animals that have certain teeth by design, you know, and then I'm a pit bull, so I lock her. We've all heard, go to I lock her, I'm a loom.
That's a myth. No, that's a myth. Pit bulls don't lock when they bite. They've just got a strong bite force. That's all. But they don't lock. That's just a custom.
No, I don't mean like it locks with a fucking pin and or whatever, but that's what I mean. They've got a strong bite. Too strong to be domesticated, maybe.
They do. And you know what unfortunately is happening is that what people tend to do is that with these situations that are happening, if a pit bull is biting somebody, the more you hit it, the more aggressive you're making it. Meaning that the bite force is going to get stronger. That's why they've got this whole misconception of a lock.
Okay, Chiga. Whatever the case. There's a story, ne? There's a lady, I forgot her name. She used to own like a tavern and stuff, like, but she was in the alcohol business, doing well. And that lady got killed by her own dog. So she came back in Ebusuku, obviously from wherever she came, unlocked the gate, yangena, her own dog that she's been feeding and taking care of for a very long time and that she raised and grew or bred or whatever, pounced and killed her. So, mokunjalo, so going to alien to this pit bull. It was a pit bull, by the way.
Well, people always forget context. You know, they tell you all these stories and forget about what happened, you know, prior. My reason behind all that is that does that person usually come back home late? You know, point number one. Because if not, the dog itself is probably trained to actually guard the yard or whatever the case may be. So in the event that you know, the dog is doing what it's, you know, taught you to do at the end of the day. But there's always context. You know, pit bulls are very adaptive breeds. So whatever you teach it, it will always do. So lumuntu lo ifatungenile nje ungene kanjani. Did she walk in nje, try to play with the dog? Kanti yena, she's a bit rough. Yeah, and then the pit bull reacted to that. There's so many things that could have gone wrong.
So I'm saying I'm not dealing with your 10. It's a blue jar. The dog knows the color of the owner's car. The dog knows. This is the owner. What? Don't pit bulls have memories like any other species?
No, they do. But what if this pit bull is not used to seeing you drunk? For instance,
But I agree with you that there needs to be more context. You can't just take it for what it is. Yeah.
Exactly. Look, at the end of the day, these are animals.
So if pit bulls get banned, what are you going to do to yours? What's going to happen?
I doubt that will ever happen. I think the next best thing that's going to happen is them having like some form of licensing to the breed.
Oh, okay.
You know? But that's the thing. There's so many pit bulls out there. If they do ban them, what's going to happen to them? Are they literally going to kill
all the
a million dogs?
Mm.
Yeah, and...
You get what?
And also, I heard that, I mean, the term pit bull also is not specific, and within the breed where pit bulls fall under, there's like 27 species already, you know what I mean? Yeah. And also, my thing is, if they ban pit bulls today, it could be a different breed tomorrow.
Mm.
It could be anything else.
Exactly.
It's always so risky just banning a particular breed, you know what I mean? So, Anachiga, as a pit bull owner,
yeah.
What do you think is the way forward? Because fact is, these dogs can be aggressive, and these dogs do, as you've confirmed, have a super strong bite that is enough to kill a kid or to even dismember an adult.
Yeah, yeah. Look, one thing that can go without question is training. These are animals, they need to be trained from a very young age. Secondly, I mean, if you are one person that walks your dog, you know, get muzzles for your dog.
Muzzle, yes.
Yeah, just to avoid, you know, any uncertainties as well. And ultimately, just treat the dog well. Pitbulls, like I said, are very adaptive. If you're going to treat your dog like shit, it's going to treat other people like shit, you know?
Mm.
So just treat the dog well. And train it. You know, you by training it, you're cutting the chances, you know, in half to some extent. You know, I'm no expert, but I've seen with my one dog that it actually listens to me. And in the event that, you know, God forbid, you know, it finds itself in that situation, I'm hoping that because of the dog it is, it will hear my command. But just to be on the safe side, keep muzzles on them, you know?
And how's your bitch?
I have a dog.
Thanks for taking my call, bro.
I feed my G.
What a chiga.
You got anything else, ghost lady?
My phone just switched off.
Okay.
Yeah. They released the crime stats. I just want to put it out there. It's fucking worrying.
Yeah.
7,000 people in SA in the past 3 months died from murder, being killed by another person.
Mm.
Ish.
That shit can't be normal.
Yeah. 7,000.
Apparently, someone said, I don't know if you can fake check this. If
what's a normal number?
I don't know, bro, but 7,000
people. So, no one died.
People.
Oh, no bro. One killed. That's the normal.
Normal people should getting heart attack and dying from diabetes and stuff. You know what I mean? That's it. Someone said that, like, the people in. There's a war, Ukraine, Russia.
Yeah.
In our country, just murder in what we deem a normal society. We have more people who died in South Africa in our society functioning normally.
Yeah.
And the norm is just to our norm. Subjectively, more people than in Russia, and there's a war. There's a war.
Mm.
There's war, guns, people are fighting.
Jesus, wow.
Bro, no one is safe. Like, we are in a fucked up, precarious situation.
Speaking about Kimberly, we're coming out on the 10th of December.
Yes. Oh, Kimberly!
We're going to have a podcast and chill brunch out there at the Gale Shwewe. Open air.
Gale Shwewe, definitely that's Kha.
Kha.
It can't be Gale Shwewe. You're reading it with a Nguni tone. That's a Nguni understanding of languages. And that's definitely a Sotho speaking place.
Say it, what's it called?
I can't see it.
It's G-A-L-E-S-H-E-W-E.
Khalishiwe.
Yes, open air area.
As in it doesn't do what? Khalishiwe, it's like it doesn't burn.
I just read it.
Yeah, Khalishiwe.
Open air arena on the 10th of December. It's our first time out there, and I think it's probably going to be our last brunch for the year.
Oh, definitely it's going to be our last brunch.
Yeah.
10th December, Kimberly.
Yeah, because we're going to leave from the 19th, ne? Yeah, so it will be our last one. So for more information on tickets, please check out our social media pages. But we're coming out there on the 10th of December. And also, you know, at the brunches, we always like having a comedian. Suggest in the comment section below which comedian we should invite for this brunch.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Maybe there's a rocking guy there in Kimberley.
Should it be a local guy, though?
Yeah, I think local. Local is always lekker. Give them a platform, put them on.
Yeah, true. And that's what we've always done, right?
100%. Also, shout out to everybody and every business on the Chillers Market. It is growing strong. Shout out to you guys. We appreciate it. If you do have a black business, make sure you check out Chillers Market. Other than that, oh yeah, the Caller Tunes. We are back on Vodacom. So we're now on MTN, Telkom, Airtel, Vodacom. Neo will put up the numbers that you need to dial to get the caller tune for the podcast and chill intro, as well as John Gani. I'm done with the announcement. It's been great, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you feeling good?
Something I'm forgetting, man.
I can tell. Must I go through our producer's prep?
Yeah.
Let me go through it.
I feel like it's important.
Yeah. DJ Somebody.
Okay, rest in peace, fam.
High school pupil hangs himself.
Justice for Bafana.
Nasty C reveals and addresses his grudge against Sakori.
Yeah, who cares? Nah, no one cares.
Zimbabwean chicken farmers allegation of feeding their animals ARVs.
Hey, Zwile. Yes, ARVs.
Nah, what's the sauce? Not the sauce on the chickens when they cook them, but like, what the fuck is that from, man? I don't believe that shit. Where is that from?
Where's our content producer taking
this?
It has been reported that Zim chicken farmers are feeding the animals antiretrovirals. Apparently, the ARVs make the chickens to grow bigger and increase profits. It doesn't end there. It was also reported that the same thing is done to pigs. The drug is known to be used to patients who are battling HIV and AIDS.
So the ARVs aid the growth. How fucking hell. We need to clarify the source, man. Man, I don't believe it.
In Kukusa says Zimbabwe. Aye.
In Kukusa says ARV. Fuck that shit. No way.
A. Reese withdraws his nomination from the South African Hip Hop Awards.
Okay, no surprises there.
All right. Metro FM news anchor Tami Ngubeni revealed that she was hijacked,
kidnapped,
and robbed. But everything is thankful she's alive.
Who are the Metro cops when you need them? Let's move on.
KO dashes any hopes of tear gas getting back together.
I saw that.
All right. Cape Town mother burns. Oh, no, this is terrible, man.
Cape Town like mother burns.
Her two kids alive in the shack.
There was another one who killed her kids with a hammer. Four kids.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't she commit suicide or something? Something happened to that one later. She died. Suicide. Sound guy that she died. No one knows. But yeah, no, that's depressing. I saw that. But something happened to her. She passed on also. Mm. I think something happened in the head. She wasn't fine. I really genuinely believe she wasn't fine there.
Sonia Mbele's son accused of abusing his baby mama.
Yeah, I think that's what shame. I think that's what I left out. You saw that shit.
Yeah,
but the statement from Sonia was so beautiful though. She brought out a statement.
So the chick said that, you know, she revealed through her Instagram and whatnot that the kid was abusing her. It's not the first time. And those pictures.
They're not together anymore.
I think they just broke up.
Oh, okay.
He released statements. She released a screenshot of what seemingly is him chatting to her. And he's like, there's no way you still want to be with me. Please, I'm not good for you. I almost killed you and almost raped you.
Yeah.
Damn. That's heavy.
Then she asked, why do you say that?
How old is this kid?
Ah, I look like a kid, man. But Sonia dropped a statement. Yeah, what was the sentiment in the statement?
Sentiment. She's also been through, you know, abuse herself.
Oh, yes.
And
she's
obviously,
spoken about
and she spoke, she was very much not supportive about what the son did. And obviously that he will go through, whether it's the therapy and everything, just to, you know.
So does the apple fall far from the tree?
Very far, because she said He must face the wrath of justice.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. But in the same statement also, it's like, I don't, the son, no.
That's what I said. I said sometimes the apple falls very far from the tree.
No, but in the statement, she did say, she said the father, I don't want my son to be like her father.
Oh.
Yes.
No, she said,
if
it's
Zamba said. Take that out.
Yeah, she said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She condemned it.
Yeah, she said, yo. She said.
Yeah, not
she regrets it came out this way because if it came out internally or the girlfriend would have come to her, she was gonna
deal with it.
Not shutting her up but wanting justice, and she's like, she wants justice. If he did that, she's disappointed that she raised such a person to become like that, especially after what she's gone through. And shout out to her, you know, because most mothers would just keep mum and not say anything.
Definitely.
And whatever, you know, and then mum keys are trended. Because remember, Andile was also accused of such, and then I don't know how she reacted, but it was definitely different, like from Usonia.
She
didn't say, "Yeah, he did it." She just said, "If he did it, he must face the music." You know what I mean?
And rightfully
we're
so.
We're facing Andile's music, as horrible as it is. So, shout out to Sonia, man, for actually, you know, saying, "Yo, if he did it, then he must face the music."
Right,
and
man.
The kid must.
Prate!
Go on. Yo, where are we broadcasting from?
David Mashabela Studio.
Yeah.
Come here, man. We haven't spoken to you in a while. Grab the mic.
Yeah, come through, Brad Dave. Come through, Brad Dave.
Give him a mic there, Brad Dave. How's business? Yeah. How are things, Brad Dave?
How's everything?
Where's your mic?
Are you still at Radio 2000? You're part of the furniture there, man.
No, yeah. I'm the furniture.
How are things? How are things going, man?
We're good.
We're a few months from April, man.
Ah.
Please tell me they're going to give you the breakfast show or drive show. Would you take those, number one? And it's long overdue, man. You're the best jock there.
No. There's lots of great people.
Who?
Just Ice.
Oh, yeah.
No, but he was on breakfast.
Yes.
And then where is he now? Midnight.
Nighttime. No.
Yes, but his head is turned on drive. That's what I mean.
No, I'm good, eh?
What do you think?
You're
about
good. That's why you deserve it.
What do you think about Saul's breakfast show?
Saul's breakfast show is fun with its own challenges, and social media already knows all about it, so let's leave it there.
Whoa. What do you think of it, bro?
I don't listen, bro. I only listened the first week you joined.
No, you do, because you always tell me, hey. That was nice.
The first week when I told you about Mom Coco doing those things.
Oh, yeah, we don't have her anymore.
Yeah, I haven't listened since.
Yeah, we dropped her.
I'm always sleeping at that time, man.
Yeah, fair enough. You always
But I like your show. It's a breakfast show. Breakfast show has a lot of challenges. It's too early.
Is that why you don't want
to
do it?
It takes time, man, to build a breakfast show. So keep building. As long as you're conscious that you're building.
Yes, we're given 3 years to build out.
That's it.
Do you not want to build? Do you not want to go through that?
No. I'm good with what I do, man. I told you once that breakfast show is an exit.
How many listeners do you
have? Oh, it's a peak.
The station is now sitting on probably 1.5.
You?
I haven't checked recently.
You probably have the best performing show there. You're like the anchor show. You know, sometimes the anchor shows are not the breakfast or drive
what
shows.
What do you do with your salary from Radio 2000?
It's a good question.
Support family.
I pay for the lights. You see, it will be dark.
Yeah.
Let me show you.
Yeah.
Let me show you. It'll be that.
Still have life. Okay. We're immune to the Eskom. You're the Eskom in this parameters.
You know, that's what I do with that salary.
Yeah.
It makes a difference in my life.
No, come on.
It does actually.
Yeah.
It does.
How much were you earning when you started radio?
First paycheck, 10K. I was doing breakfast at Metro with Just Ice. I was producing.
Oh, okay. You're producing.
Wait, what year was this?
2000, 22 years ago.
Hey, that wasn't bad in 2000.
No, it wasn't bad
producer.
At all.
It wasn't bad at all.
It was up in my life. I moved from an ad agency where I was getting 3,000 rand, so it was pretty good.
And do you negotiate your salary, or is it like, this is how much you're paying you, take it or leave it?
There's no negotiation.
Nah.
There's never been.
They say
it's negotiation, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
You've worked for these studio people.
It's
me, they used to put it under the studio. I didn't even have a meeting. They just put it under the studio. So I'm doing gravy.
What was this?
Oh, yes, you were not around during the day.
So I just find an envelope in the studio, and then I check it out. It's my contract. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I got to sign this.
So when you didn't get it, you knew, oh, shit, yeah, it's over.
Zakhal, they're restructuring.
Hey, anyway. How is this show going? You guys enjoying this?
Oh, too much, too much.
Yeah, we love the show, man.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, right?
Yeah.
Because the Chillers give us so much, ne? Mm. I was thinking we should start like something to give back to the Chillers. I don't know what it looks like, but like just to say thank you, man, like for all that they do for us. So I'm thinking like this is just an idea. Mm-hmm. We can workshop it, right? So we have like we open a GoFundMe page, right? So everybody can see how much money is in their account. Because you know with these things, people always think you take the money and use it for personal
things. Yeah. Like,
so we use a GoFundMe page, right? And if you're a chiller, you just donate money, 10 Rand, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then as this money accumulates on the show, when someone sends an email who says they need help to go to school or need help with an eye operation, we pay for that from the money from the GoFundMe.
How do we make sure they're not scamming us?
There's we'll do the
people scam.
Yeah, but we'll do
they
the
lie even on social media.
Due diligence.
Fake you'll vet them.
We'll vet them.
If someone says I need school, like I need money for school, obviously then you they send. Give us the school.
We
details.
See the report. We go to the school.
We show it on camera as well.
Yes. Yeah, we show them on camera also. So when they are seen at News Cafe Woodmead or wherever, boiling and shit. It's like, yeah, it's that guy with the money.
Oh, that's a beautiful initiative. It's a great idea.
You like it?
It's a brilliant idea, man. I like it. But
be aware, you'll be inundated with a lot of applications. Yeah, no, South Africans are going through the roughest time.
Yes.
Let's do something with what we can.
Because go through your bookings number or email. A lot of them is just people asking for help,
I go through the emails, and that's how I came up with the idea. I'm like, you know, these people give us so much. Let's just do something and give it back.
Yes.
And not like in a Chillers Foundation PR, look at us kind of way.
We've made so much money, we're going to give it away.
Yeah.
But be warned, guys, please don't try to scam or lie. You know what I mean? There's people who seriously need these funds that you're lying about. That people who are in the very situation you are creating in your imagination as fiction that need this fucking help. So please stay the fuck away from the
some
emails if you want to try
to
scam us.
Trend electricity sometimes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
but
please.
There was one
away,
email
guys.
Where some chick said, can you please play for my flight? My boyfriend is in UK. I haven't seen him in 2 months.
Oh, friend, there was a guy. I told you. I want to tell the story. There was a guy who was buying a house. And he's like, I need money for the lawyer. 30K. Bro, give me that.
Email him a transfer.
I'm like, how? Not Emma Notary. I'm like, how?
I had a chick that asked me for transfer costs.
Yo!
Why is my cocaine up right there?
You
can afford it.
No, but you shouldn't do it because you can't afford it.
Ah, but Dave, I thought you and Penny Libiana were close.
Not like that. She's a colleague, man.
Yeah, I love Penny.
What's wrong with you?
She's a colleague. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Hey, man.
Penny's sensitive, man. You don't do that. Penny's a nice girl.
We are here, man. Podcast is shit. So obviously you guys know me as a podcaster, but I ventured into trading. It's one of the things that I really like right now. And I got to let you know about OctaFX. Like OctaFX is probably the greatest trading app right now. There are three things you need to know. Number one, transparency. This is a biggie for me because people usually don't use and trust trading apps. But this one has been around since 2011, which means they're stable. They've won lots of global awards as the best Forex broker. And number two, they send daily trading tips, which are useful. So OctaFX is your partner, which gives you everyday insights on market and helps you to earn efficiently. And if you're like me and you're very new into trading, OctaFX has free beginners courses on their website and live trading sessions and webinars on their YouTube channel for every level of traders. So download OctaFX right now, OctaFX, whatever you want to call it. Download it today. Use my promo code MACG100 and start trading.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do?
Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even when they ask you, how sabi in, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.